You are now listening to
Radioactive.
On Tuesday, President Trump took executive action to speed up the Dakota Access Pipeline project. The Standing Rock Sioux Tribe is taking legal action against the pipeline. And the camps in Standing Rock that once held thousands of people are clearing out. Radioactive's Rachel Long was there in November. She grew up in Seattle and is enrolled in the Cherokee Nation of Oklahoma. She believes that even if the pipeline is built, Standing Rock represents a historic step for Native Americans and a cultural awakening that can't be taken away.
Today, there are more than 566 Native tribes and nations in the United States. For the past 500 years, we have not been treated as distinct groups. And we've all experienced historical trauma from invasion, broken treaties, boarding schools, and more. My name is Rachel Lam. I'm Cherokee, white, and Chinese Malaysian. I went to Standing Rock in November with 16 of my college friends. Between the 17 of us, we represented 13 unique Native tribes and nations. We drove 36 hours to get there. Our first pit stop on our road trip was dinner at a burger joint. While we waited for our food, I asked my friend Malukini Maka why she was going.
For me, like, it's the last straw. It's like, if you don't start somewhere to, like, push back, then they're just going to keep pushing, all like, walking all over you.
Malu and other Native Hawaiians recently fought the development of one of their sacred mountains on the Big Island of Hawaii. Malu says that the same fight is happening at Standing Rock.
It's someone trying to, like, strip you of your, like, your land and your culture and tell you that your values aren't important. Or, I don't know, like, a large corporation trying to infringe upon your rights as a human in order to make a buck, you know?
It wasn't just Malu who was fed up. Everyone in my group could name instances when non-natives had taken or attempted to take their land against their will. We arrived at Standing Rock early Monday morning. We'd been driving between barren brown hills for hours. And Ochedi Sakawin rose suddenly, a big camp with hundreds of teepees and tents and RVs belted in by a fence. From the fence hung hundreds of colorful signs and flags from the different indigenous nations there. There was a big sign at the camp's entrance. It read, "Absolutely no alcohol or drugs on you or in you. This is a camp of prayer and ceremony." I was here. I was at Ochedi Sakawin. And somehow, I also kind of felt like I'd come home.
Set up camp.
Ochedi Sakawin is one of the camps at Standing Rock. It's the only camp on disputed treaty territory. That means the Lakota people think the land is theirs, and while the United States acknowledges it was taken illegally, it hasn't given the land back. At Ochedi, I met Phyllis Bald Eagle. Phyllis is Minicoju Lakota. She's here with her entire family, her husband, children, and grandchildren. Phyllis has always lived on a reservation, except for when she was forced to attend a government boarding school. She says that Ochedi is better than home.
Living here in Ochedi Sakawin, I feel that the children feel comfortable. They feel free. They're able to learn our ways again, our culture, our way of life. On a reservation, we're colonized. It's very stressful. So when they're here, they have no fear, they have courage. It's different.
Phyllis says that at Ochedi Sakawin, Native people are living in a way that they haven't for hundreds of years.
The way we used to live, the things we used to do, is happening now. Where you meet your relatives, you meet your allies, you do your ceremonies, and a lot of prayers. We did that back then, and that was back in the 1800s. So today, what's happening today is history.
At Ochedi Sakawin, people pray in their native ways every morning. One hears songs and drums late into the night. Lakota and other horse riders race along the river. Teenagers play pickup lacrosse right outside the flap of their teepees. It feels like a cultural renaissance. Over 300 Native nations have camped out in North Dakota, all in support of one tribe. It's like all of the tribes are different parts of the same body. That's what Leroy DiJoli thinks, at least. He's Navajo.
I see myself part of that body, and I see myself looking at Standing Rock, and they're hurting. I'm hurting too as well. And that's the reason why I'm here, is because I'm in support. When one part of your body hurts, we all hurt.
I too am in awe of Indian country's unity. This kind of intertribal solidarity is historically unheard of. But what's happening at Standing Rock goes beyond Indian country. Here's my friend Leo Jombard III.
We're not just in this for our own safety, our own sovereignty. We're praying for Dakota Access as kids too. And we're praying for all of the generations to come after us because we know that this is something that affects us further down the line.
Native cultures share the value of looking out for future generations. That's why we care so much about taking care of land and resources. The Dakota Access Pipeline could threaten the water of five states. And fossil fuel dependence threatens the Earth's future. Phyllis believes that Standing Rock is the beginning of a prophecy come true.
Seven generations ago, our ancestors made a prophecy that the seventh generation will wake up the world and make this world a better place for them and for their children.
In the late 1800s, Lakota elders foresaw a time when Native people would overcome all of the suffering that had happened to them. They would lead humanity to remake a circle with the earth. That time is said to be now.
My children are the beginning of the seventh generation, and whatever we have to do as elders, we're going to support the youth because of that prophecy. And it's happening and it's coming true.
It hurts to think about the past 500 years. Time after time, Native land is stolen and Native lives violated. And when we try to resist, sometimes it feels like nothing ever comes of it. What if Native people are supposed to wake up the world, but the world ignores us like it has ignored us? I have no idea if the pipeline will actually be stopped, but even if it isn't, I think Phyllis is right. Standing Rock is the start of something new. And I know Indian country could really wake up the world. It's already begun to wake up itself. For Radioactive, I'm Rachel Long.
You can find Rachel's stories from Standing Rock and hear more stories created by youth on Facebook at Radioactive Youth Media.
Radioactive!
Youth Media.